It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Was Scotty McCreary snubbed by the CMAs? This is an amazing stat. Scotty McCreary has had a number one song in country music every year since 2018. Let me do the math here. 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 20. Tell me that's 6 years.
Yes.
Never received a single CMA award nomination.
I would think that Scotty McCreary is who the CMAs would love.
Apparently not. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it takes for the CMA to love some. Lord knows we don't know what it takes to have to figure out why the CMA nominates people and doesn't nominate people. But there are some artists, I'm not sure they're going to say it out loud, although, man, I wish they would, who feel like they were snubbed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're talking with Scotty McCreary this week, so maybe we can ask him that. But this next one, this really gets me, too.
What does Parmalee have to do to get a CMA nomination?
I know.
Parmalee just keeps on putting out number one songs, songs that everybody sings along to every one of their shows. We know that because we've been there. We've been on stage hearing you do it, loving their music.
Uh-huh.
How are they not at least considered for Group of the Year ever?
I totally agree. Totally agree.
Blatant disrespect. And the one that kind of outraged me a little bit yesterday was Beyonce's fans calling the CMA racist for not including her Cowboy Carter record, Texas Hold'em, the single, in any way nominated for a CMA. However, maybe you want to check with Beyonce fans, because Beyonce herself, as you probably remember or don't want to remember because it doesn't support your argument, said this is not a country record.
Yes.
Boom. And if you listen to it, you know that.
Yes.
Texas Hold'em is barely a country song.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I'm probably the biggest Beyonce fan in the room. I mean, obviously, I'm the biggest Beyonce fan in the room. You guys know I love Beyonce.
Yeah.
I've seen her in concert. I'm obsessed with her. I didn't think that this would have gotten a CMA nomination. It's definitely, I would say, country inspired, but I wouldn't have called her album a country album.
Absolutely.
And, by the way, still a great album. Probably the best album of the year.
Right. Wait for the Grammys.
Yeah.
It's going to hit.
It better sweep the Grammys.
You know, John, you made a good point with this yesterday.
So enthusiastic.
With Post Malone's album, because he got four nominations, but Post Malone's album is 100% a country album.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard it, man, you really got to listen to it. You can't get more country than the Post Malone album.
There are also some people that believe the seven nominations for Morgan Wallen doesn't look good, is keeping in mind the incident with the chair throwing. But if we're going to penalize artists for being naughty throughout music,
well,
there wouldn't be too many nominations, would there?
It'd be a huge list.
Too many award winners, would there be?
Exactly.
Scotty McCreary, Parmalee, they definitely have a right to say, hey, what do we have to do?
Agreed.
At this point, they have to be, oh, like a morning show that we know, and just say, you know what, whatever. Just keep doing your stuff.
A morning show that we know, like us?
I don't know. All I know is that we got one more nomination Scotty McCreary has for a CMA. Snubbed! My mom always does a great job of keeping me grounded, making sure I remember where I came from. And that's why I'm super stoked that she's joining us for Ball Talk with Bonnie. It's fantasy football season. We have a family fantasy football league.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out I'm despised in it.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll talk about that with Mom.
Your whole family is angry at
you? Well, at least my mom and my sister are.
Okay.
That's at 8:05. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.